Lay Girls, I went down to Oxford Street, and that's when I found Oxford Street.
Which was really just starting.
Yeah, Stringer had... It was actually just starting, because there was... when I was going down there regularly, the first club I walked into was Patches, and that's where I met Trixie Lamont. Mm-hmm. And from
how did you meet Trixie?
Oh, I was up front, sitting on the floor on near the stage, or on the dance floor, and Trixie came out and just grabbed me, and she did something to remind me.
Mm-hmm.
Supremes, Diana Ross or something rather.
Whatever.
Yeah, always there's always something there to remind me, and she was dressed in a wedding dress. Heavily pregnant. Sometime during the song, she'd race off stage, basically having the baby come out with the baby and still in the wedding dress.
Yeah, I remember.
And
this
then
one.
Reveal the baby, and it was, you know, this one time it was, you know, because I was being a regular there, and I was got up the front. And it was black, so she, yeah, she sort of hit me with the damn thing. It was a plastic doll, of course. Yeah, and yeah, she carried on like this. Like Trixie and I got on very well. Absolutely loved her shows, loved all the cast.
Yeah.
Thought I'd like to do dancing and whatnot, so that's when I started doing my dancing. Ended up doing a show with Trixie and a couple of the others.
Was that Patches?
No, this is at Palms.
Okay, Palms.
And then I went down to, and then I got seen by, I can't remember the guy's name, but he owned bloody Trops, and he asked me to come down to Trops and dance on the podium down there. And that's when I went, yeah, okay, I'll do that. Yeah, it was just a go-go boy, you know, type thing. Didn't know what I was doing, had no, you know, formal training or anything like that. I just, you know, like, you know, heard a song, danced up on the podium.
You were dancing, but you were dancing in the drag show as well.
I was dancing, and I was, like, between both clubs, right? But I ended up drifting more towards Tropicana because, you know, I liked the atmosphere down there. I liked being, you know, dancing in that. And
it was a much younger crowd, wasn't it?
Oh,
Tropicana?
Yeah, heaps younger. Mm. You know, and that's when I discovered satin pants, very tight, satin jackets. Yeah. It was a lot of fun. Some of the clothes, yeah. Like I'll be watching Rage here at night sometimes, and I'll come up with something from the '70s and very early 80s, and you know, I'd sit there and cringing up. Oh my god, I used to wear that. I used to dance to that one. So it'd be basically, you know, having and the hair was fun because I had an afro because Michael Jackson had an afro. I wanted one.
Oh, okay.
and I ended up not losing it ever. So when my hair grows, it goes into an afro. So I ended up
The podium dancer's role in those places was, what was their role to?
Basically get people up on a dance floor and dance.
Okay.
It was up to me what music I danced to. Mm. I was never told to dance to a particular track. Mm. It was whatever I wanted to dance to, which was good. So
you'd talk to a DJ and say, was this what I want to talk?
No. I just, you know, he'd put on something. If I liked it, I got up and danced.
Okay.
If I didn't dance. Yeah, there was a lot of stuff we used to dance to. I was actually on the floor on the stage thing for about 2.5 hours solid. No drugs, no alcohol, nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was just, you know, dancing for 2.5 hours solid.